It should be talked about. It should not be a taboo thing to talk about sex at all, but especially during pregnancy, right? Because we got to get it on. We got to get it on. Okay, if you want to get it on, get it on.
You're listening to the Mommy Labor Nurse podcast, where you'll gain the tools, knowledge, and confidence you need to erase the unknowns, feel in control, and have an even better birth, no matter how you deliver. My name is Liesl Teen, mom of two, practicing labor and delivery nurse, and your host. From over 8 years and counting of working at the bedside, I know that knowledge is the key to an even better birth. So tune in each week to learn about all things pregnancy, birth, and postpartum from me, a labor and delivery nurse that's seen it all. And now let's get into this week's episode.
Hi, Mama. Welcome back to another episode of the Mommy Labor Nurse Podcast with me, L&D Nurse, and your host, Liesl Teen. So today we're getting down and dirty, and we're talking about sex during pregnancy. Yeah, we're going there. And it's one of those things, right? It's one of those things that feels a little bit taboo to talk about, but it really shouldn't be. It really should not. I understand the hesitation because people don't typically talk about their sex lives, right? Just out in the open, here in the US at least. I think other countries have a little bit of a different view on sex in general, but we don't talk about it openly here as much as we should. And also, plenty of older experts recommend staying away from sex when you're pregnant. Yeah, it's not good advice. And really, there was no medical basis for this, okay? Unless your provider is saying, don't have sex for a medical reason, you can have sex while you're pregnant. Because the benefits of having sex during pregnancy are huge, you guys. And we'll talk about it in the episode. So unless your doctor has given the red light, you really should go ahead if you want to, truly. But unfortunately, having that green light doesn't mean that you're totally comfortable with the idea of it, right? And we're going to talk about that too. There's a lot of confusing and contradicting information out there, so it's really hard to know how to stay safe about it. But luckily, trust me, it's not that hard, and you'll find that your habits will change minimally. So what I did for this episode is I took the top pregnancy sex questions that I've gotten from you guys just over the years and compiled them here today for you. And then after this episode, I recommend that you listen to my interview with the Down There Doctors. I just did it. It's not, you know, wasn't too long ago. It's episode 211. We did a pelvic floor deep dive that totally complements everything that you're going to learn in this episode. So it's a good one to go back and listen to. But for now, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Yeah, let's do it. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready to talk about sex? I'm ready to talk about sex because I think we should talk about sex. It should be talked about. It should not be a taboo thing to talk about sex at all, but especially during pregnancy, right? Because we got to get it on. We got to get it on. Okay. If you want to get it on, get it on. All right. So we're going to be going. We're going to be going over 10 questions. And I have some celebrities here actually with me who are going to ask me these questions. Okay. So first up is Kim Kardashian. She has the first question for us. Let's hear it.
What are some of the benefits of sex during pregnancy?
Well, Kim, I am glad that you asked. So first of all, pregnancy sex can, not for everybody, but can feel better than regular sex. And let's break it down. Let me get you to understand why. Number one, hormones, right? And that can be yay or nay, right? Your hormones can be working with you or working against you, right? But pregnancy hormones, if you have the good ones, the ones that make you real, great. Your hormones are at play. But guess what else is working its magic down there to make everything feel usually a whole lot better? Your blood. Your body makes a lot more blood during your pregnancy to support your baby. And some of that blood, there's just more blood flow down there. So there might be a little more sensation down there. And if there's more blood flow, there's more sensation, things might feel a little bit better. So these things usually mean it's a little bit easier to have an orgasm. And many times they will be stronger and longer too. And if they're not, I'm sorry. This is not everybody, right? This is not just a blanket thing, but if you are one of the ones who got the good hormones, and you can have some real good orgasms when you're pregnant. Another benefit is stress reduction. Yeah, I think we all know, right? Just regular when you're not pregnant, regular non-pregnant sex can help to reduce your stress, okay, and chill you out. And pregnancy sex is no different, okay? You release that oxytocin when you're having sex, similarly to when you're in labor, and we've talked about that too. We'll get into that. That's another question about like, okay, what sex and labor, and how does it not put you into preterm labor? We'll get into that. But it reduces your stress because your brain is releasing that oxytocin. It helps you sleep better too. It's also really healthy. It helps to lower your blood pressure. It helps your partner. If you have a male partner, it lowers the risk of heart attacks in men. You're also burning some extra calories. You're having fun. And it improves your pelvic floor strength. Good things, because a lot of times after delivery, your pelvic floor is, it needs some rehab, right? So if we're, you know, we're having good regular sex during pregnancy, that can be really great for your pelvic floor. So yeah, those are some of the benefits of having sex. There's really no disadvantages to having sex during pregnancy, all benefits. There could be some risks, right? If your provider is saying you have something going on, so don't have sex, right? But there are so many benefits. So keep having sex if it feels good to have sex. All right, question number two is from Justin Bieber. Let's hear what he has to ask.
Is it even safe to have sex during pregnancy?
Maybe Haley is pregnant. Who knows? He's real interested. He's listening to the Mommy Labor Nurse podcast. Okay. Yes, Justin, it is safe to have sex during pregnancy and ACOG recommends it. Yes. Unless, obviously, we've talked about, you have some kind of contraindication. I've done a post before. Jenna and I did it. It was a reel. I put a little snowman. It was a little stuffed animal snowman guy, Beanie Baby, I think. But I put him inside a balloon, inside some water. And then I made like a fake Play-Doh uterus. And I just made like all of the layers around your baby. And then I put like a vagina, right? Well, there was a cervix, right? But I put a vagina at the end because I wanted to show you guys how many layers and how far away the penis or the toy or the fingers or whatever you're putting in your vagina, how far away that actually is from hitting your baby. Because this is oftentimes, maybe Justin, this is why you're asking this question, but this is oftentimes a fear. Like, is it even safe? I'm afraid I'm going to hit my baby. I'm afraid I'm going to touch it. No, you can't. I promise. It's not going to happen unless you're literally pushing your baby out. You're in labor and you're doing the dirty during labor and you're dilated a little bit or you're whatever. Trust me, you'll be fine. There's a lot of layers in between. So yes, go ahead and do that. But while we're talking about whether it's safe or not, let's talk about some of the times when it's definitely not safe, okay? Because we've talked about, you know, medical stuff, right? So obviously, if you've got a placenta previa, so if your placenta is in front of your cervix, or if you're having like a low, even a low-lying or like a marginal placenta, your provider will say, probably not a good idea to have sex until this clears, or, you know, just keep an eye on it, but don't have sex. It's also not safe if you have a history of having a premature birth or premature labor because it does release oxytocin. So sometimes when you have sex during pregnancy, it can cause your uterus to contract, not forcefully enough if you're having a normal pregnancy, right, to put you into labor, right, unless your body's already ready to go into labor. But if you have a history of preterm labor, your body might kind of already be a little bit ready. So sometimes your provider will say, probably not a good idea to have sex because you have this history of having a preterm baby. It's also not safe if your water's been broken, right? Because once that water breaks, regardless of how many weeks you are, but once that water breaks, we can introduce infection. So don't be doing anything after that. It's also not safe if you're having any unexplained vaginal bleeding. And when we talk about bleeding and sex, sometimes you can have a little bit of spotting, right? When you have sex during pregnancy, and this is within the range of normal, still something to bring up to your provider, right? I can't come on here and say, you know, talk about bleeding and say, it's normal, right? Always bring up any kind of bleeding. But if you have any unexplained bleeding, don't have sex. That's definitely a contraindication. Not sure what you should be learning and doing in each week of pregnancy to feel your best and get prepared for birth?
I know that when you're pregnant, it can feel impossible to stay on top of all the new stuff going on with your body, your baby, and your bulging at the seams to-do list. That's why I created the free weekly pregnancy series. Sign up to get tips, advice, and resources tailored to your exact week of pregnancy sent straight to your inbox every week. Sign up at mommylabornurse.com/I am pregnant to get your first email today. That's all one word, mommylabornurse.com/I am pregnant. See you in your inbox real soon.
And then another one, not as common, but if you have an incompetent cervix, okay? And that is kind of like a weakened cervix. A lot of times people don't even know that they have incompetent cervixes until they have a very, very premature baby or like a later second trimester loss because their cervix is, you know, is weakened. But if none of that is going on and your provider hasn't given you any other contraindications, have at it. It's safe. You're good, Justin. You and Haley, you're good. All right. Question number three is from former President Barack Obama. Let's hear what he has to ask.
Can sex during pregnancy cause a miscarriage?
Good question. Some women do worry that early pregnancy and sex, if you're having, you know, sex early in your pregnancy in that first trimester can cause miscarriage, but really no evidence supports this theory. I think people think this because sometimes bleeding can be common, right, in that first trimester. And in the first trimester, you are just more likely to have a miscarriage than in any other trimester during your pregnancy. So even though it happens more frequently, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's from sex, right? We know this. Miscarriage usually occurs because your baby is not developing correctly. And there really, truly isn't enough data out there to say for sure whether the two, sex in the first trimester and miscarriage, could be connected, but it seems highly, highly unlikely. So again, if you don't have any other medical contraindications for having sex, even in that first trimester, go for it. All right, the next one is from Michael Jackson. Let's hear it.
Does it hurt?
I wish Michael asked a longer question because we didn't really get his full voice, but the answer to this one is maybe, right? It can hurt. Let's talk about some of the reasons why it could hurt. So number one, those hormones going, right? You might have some vaginal dryness. It's a pretty standard thing to experience, but on the contrary, sometimes it makes you have like an excess of vaginal discharge. But guess what can help with that? Lube. Get some water-based lube. You'll be fine. We talked about that increased blood flow and sensitivity and how it can help benefit to make it feel better. But sometimes for some people is too much, is a little too sensitive down there. So it can cause some discomfort. Another reason why it might hurt or might be uncomfortable is maybe you're having some anxiety or some stress, right? This is a much different time in your life than any other time in your life. So sometimes it can kind of take you out of the moment and sometimes take that sex drive away, right? So we know that stress in general can contribute to uncomfortableness, problems during sex. So it makes sense that if you're a little bit more stressed out while you're pregnant, it could cause sex to feel a little bit different or be a little bit uncomfortable. I answered a question the other day, actually, on my story about this, and someone talked about having what's called an exploratory mindset when it comes to postpartum sex. They were asking about postpartum sex, like when does it stop, you know, hurting after postpartum sex? But I really liked that answer, and I like to give that advice for pregnant women as well, that having more of a, like, okay, maybe you're one of those that you get in your groove and you're like, I know what works and I know what doesn't work. And we always do what works, right? But when you're pregnant and after you have your baby, having more of that exploratory mindset where, okay, maybe things feel a little bit different, but ooh, we get to explore and we get to do some different things. And we're going to try and see how we can do this the best way that we can and what works and what doesn't work again. All right. Question number five is from Snoop Dogg. Let's hear it.
Is it possible to have too much sex during pregnancy?
Oh, see, that one, okay, if you haven't picked up on it, I don't actually have celebrities here in the same room. I know, I know you thought so. No, I've been using AI, right? I feel like that one didn't sound as much like Snoop Dogg as I know Snoop Dogg to sound. But anyways, it's still a good question, Snoop Dogg. So thank you. And guess what? The answer is nope. No, you can do it as much as you want. As much as you want, as long as you don't have a contraindication. But I will say, sometimes it's a good idea if you're into really rough sex, maybe a good idea to tone it down just a little bit. Because sometimes rough sex, we've talked about that blood flow, there's extra sensitivity. Sometimes rough sex, if you're into that normally, can be a little bit too rough. But to answer your question, Snoop Dogg, nope, you can't have too much. You're good. All right, this next question, and I don't even know what number we're on, but the next question is from The Weeknd, and he's going to sing it for us.
What are some of the best sex decisions?
Oh, that was not bad. Good question. So, very good question. So this obviously is going to depend on what trimester you're in and how you're carrying and your comfort level, right? But it's really about how big that belly is. I mean, obviously you get to a point where you can't really sleep on your stomach anymore, so you can't be doing many of those positions that are on your stomach anymore either. Or missionary, right? If you're doing it missionary where he or she, right, is really pressed up against your belly. So that one also is usually out pretty quick. And also just a quick note, any position that has you on your back for like flat on your back for an extended period of time isn't really recommended once you get into that late second trimester, third trimester. But quick and easy tip. All you have to do if you want to do something on your back is just put a little pillow up under your left butt cheek so you are just kind of tilted just a little bit. So you can do that. You can also spooning side sex. That's totally fine. All trimesters, that one works. You can stand against a wall and have him or her like back behind you standing. Anything standing is fine. And then, you know, good old doggy style. I mean, that one's fine in all trimesters, as long as you're nice and comfy and you're propped up. But anything from behind where you're just kind of leaning over and nothing's really getting in the way. Yeah, that's a real good one. This one also can get kind of deep kind of quickly. And if you're extra sensitive in there, especially your cervix, sometimes your cervix can kind of pull forward and, you know, can be a little bit more sensitive. So just watch out for that. But anything doing it where he or she is behind you, you're good. And then another fave is reverse or regular cowgirl, but reverse cowgirl. Yeah. This one puts you in control of your speed and your angle and, you know, the depth, right? So you really have full control. And I like it, you know, flipped the other way, right? Because you don't have to like use your hands to hold yourself up. You got the person's knees to kind of like lean against, right? So it's like, it's really comfy. All right, let's move on to question. I believe this is question number 7. And this one is going to be asked by our good friend, Shrek.
Can an orgasm trigger premature labor?
If you didn't get his accent, he said, can an orgasm trigger premature labor? This is a good one. And this is kind of a complex, or there's, you know, a couple different parts to this, right? Because we say, oh, have sex if you want to trigger labor, you know, if you want labor to start. If your term and you're like, okay, let's get this show on the road. One of the oldest wives' tales, I guess we'll call it, is have a bunch of sex and that might throw you into labor. And that works if your term and your body's ready, because orgasm, like we've talked about, releases that oxytocin. So that can trigger contractions because they're, you know, it's the same chemical that's working. Semen also, if you have a male partner, semen is a natural source of prostaglandins. So that helps to kind of soften up that cervix in there. So that can really help as well. And then also, if you're into the nips, if you're into nipple stimulation during sex, that can also have a big oxytocin release in your brain. So just kind of a mix of all of those together is why we've been told that, hey, have a bunch of sex, you might go into labor. But guess what? Bum, bum, bum. Most studies have not found a concrete link, okay? And that doesn't mean that it doesn't work, right? As I've said before, a lot of times on this podcast, your body's not going to go into labor until it's ready to go into labor. So you can have as much sex as you want, even if you're term, right? But if your body's not ready to go into labor, all the sex in the world is not going to throw you into labor. So that means unless you have a true history of premature labor, premature birth, you can have as much sex as you want and as many orgasms as you want during pregnancy. It's not going to throw your body into labor until your body is ready to go into labor, which hopefully is not going to be until you're much, much later into your pregnancy at term. All right, the sound of that heartbeat means it's time for this week's segment of Birth It Up Babies. This one says, I just wanted to let you know that because of your epidural series, I felt more than prepared for my delivery. My water had broken without me knowing, and I ended up being admitted to L&D after multiple tests. I was given Pitocin around 6 p.m. and gave birth to my beautiful baby boy at 6:43 a.m. after getting an episiotomy to prevent a fourth degree tear. Ooh, yikes. That is a very appropriate time to use an episiotomy, though. So good job. Good job on that provider. She says, thank you so much for providing such an amazing course and making me feel empowered with knowledge going into that. Also, your breastfeeding section was so helpful. I had my little love have a successful latch on the first try, and he nursed for 40 minutes and has done longer sessions with immediate latches all day. Thank you again. Oh, I love to hear that. I'm glad that the breastfeeding section was super helpful too. Ugh. Lovely. If you want to have an even better birth, just like this mama, head on over to mommylabornurse.com/courses to learn more about our three online on-demand birth classes. All right. Question number 8 is going to be read by the one and only Gwyneth Paltrow. Let's see what she has to say.
What should I do if I see bleeding?
She was not very excited about asking that question. Maybe she's concerned about her bleeding. Okay, it's fine, Gwyneth. Okay, so here's the answer. So this is, you know, a tricky one, right? Because on the one hand, bleeding can be normal. Spotting can be, within that range of normal when you're having sex when you're pregnant, because like we've talked about, you got a lot more blood flow going on down there, a lot more blood flow to that cervix. So if you're manipulating, touching that cervix at all, which oftentimes happens when you're having sex, it can bleed a little bit. But on the other hand, any sort of bleeding at all, it's just coming out of you. We don't really know where it's coming from until we investigate and locate the source of bleeding, right? We can assume that if you're having some spotting right after you have sex, it's probably due to just that cervical irritation. But if you're having consistent bleeding, you know, it could be something else. So I always say, you know, got to be safe, right? Make a note of it. Bring it up with your provider. You know your body. So if you feel like something is not right, this is a little bit more than I'm used to seeing, or this is out of whack for me, make sure to call your provider. But usually if it's just spotting after sex and it's not continuing, that is within the range of normal. All right. Question number 9 is going to be read to us by Kanye, and he's going to kind of sing/rap it to us. Okay. Are you ready?
Where does sperm go?
Okay. So if you didn't catch that, he's asking, where does the sperm go? If you have a male partner, when you got pregnant, we kind of know where it went, right? It went up all in there and it fertilized an egg. But where does it go now? You're already pregnant. What happens to it? And it's fair. It's okay. We're going to answer it. So when you're pregnant, that passage of sperm is pretty blocked. Your body does a good job of being like, no more. I got one. I'm good. Bye. So it makes a nice big mucus plug in that cervix. So sperm really can't get up in there like it did before you were pregnant. So really what happens is it just kind of comes out of you when you stand up or when you get up to go to the bathroom. Yeah, it just kind of comes out. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about that sperm or, you know, anything, you know, getting up near baby, because it, like I said, you got that mucus plug blocking everything. So it's just going to come right back out of you. All right. Finally, the last question. Question number 10, the one and only SpongeBob is going to ask us.
Is it normal to not even want to do it?
I can't, y'all. These are great. Yes. SpongeBob. Okay, I'm not going to think about SpongeBob having sex, but okay, yes, it is normal, right? Well, like we've talked about, you got a bunch of hormones pumping in there. So it's perfectly normal if you are just like, this is not sounding like my cup of tea today. I don't feel like getting busy today. Okay, leave me alone. And on the contrary, you know, you could be the opposite, right? You might have an increased sex drive. Hormones really, truly affect everybody differently. So it's hard to predict. It's hard to say if you're going to want to have sex or if you're not going to want to have a whole lot of sex when you're pregnant. I will say too, it's also normal if your partner, you know, is not as into it when you're pregnant as well. And I know this can be hard, especially if you're on the other end of the spectrum. But sometimes partners, you know, I would hope it's not like a, ew, you're pregnant. Like that should not be the reason. But I often find that sometimes partners are like a little bit because they're worried, like we've talked about, they're worried that they're going to like hit the baby or they're going to hurt the baby. So remember we've talked about, you got a lot of layers, you got a lot of protection, your body's built up that big old mucus plug, you're good. There's no way that your partner is going to like touch the top of your baby's head with their penis or with their finger or with whatever, you know, they're putting inside your vagina. But yes, to answer SpongeBob's question, it is completely normal to not want to have much sex at all. You know, you got your hormones going. You might be extra tired, especially if it's in that first trimester, and that just makes things hard, right? You might also be stressed out, thinking about things, uncomfortable. There's a lot of barriers that can get in the way of, you know, you wanting to have sex. So if you're just not feeling it, it's okay. It's fine. Communicate with your partner. And just know that it's normal. There's nothing wrong with you at all. All right, that is a wrap for this episode. 10 questions. I love it. We had some celebrities on here today. I hope you guys enjoyed that and made the episode a little more entertaining for me at least too. But next week on the podcast, we are doing a birth story. Okay, so stay tuned for that. I will see you guys same time, same place next week.
Already feeling a little more confident about pregnancy, birth, and newborn life? Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you can continue to erase the unknowns and never miss an episode. And if you're looking for even more, Instagram is definitely where I hang out the most. Come join our community of more than 500,000 moms for birth education, tips, and solidarity. You can find me at mommy.labornurse. Check out today's show notes and a searchable library of every Mommy Labor Nurse podcast episode at mommylabornurse.com/podcast. And while you're there, be sure to head to the blog to learn about our online birth classes too. See you next week. And remember, you can have an even better birth no matter how you deliver.